AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today. Matt Hunter here. Yesterday was a weird day in the sense being, okay, so I had basically a day off yesterday, which was, I was looking so forward to it. I was. Mm-hmm. It was a day where I was looking to do some writing, and I mean, I had some time. I'm like, great. And then what ended up happening was the snow that came down.
Yeah, which, a lot of it.
Well, it was. I mean, it was. And what, am I crazy? It was supposed to be like 1 to 3 inches. I ended up like 6.
Yeah, it just kept pouring and pouring, and the snow got thicker.
It was big, fluffy stuff. So mm-hmm. not difficult to shovel. Kind of, well, not kind of. It's one of the prettier parts of the winter up here is this, you know, the snow that we kind of get here, this snow globe snow, as we like to call it here. But, yeah, and in the interesting thing is, well, yesterday ended up being worse. It sounds like the storm. Now, you and I were here last Friday, mm-hmm. and they were saying a foot maybe plus. Now, that's downgraded somewhat dramatically. And it's not saying that they're, especially as you get further to the east, you're going to get hammered. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, they're going to definitely get you quite a bit more snow. But we are now in that 3 to 5, and this is over the next 48 hours, so well through this entire storm. They're only saying 3 to 5 inches now for, at least for the southwest metro, west side of town. And once again, as if you look at things over on the east side, as you go into Wisconsin. I mean, if you have to drive over to Wisconsin, you know, be careful because that's going to get a little bit dicey. 1 to 3 inches of snow expected tonight, about an inch tomorrow. So, is anything going to stop?
Yeah.
9,000 people showed up for Amy Klobuchar.
I was one of them.
Were you out there?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in the pen until you just were you the, one of those questionable characters?
Took advantage of the press passes they offered the station.
Well, thanks for letting me know we had those. Seriously, no one mentioned this to me?
Chad sent me an email.
Well, God forbid. if I'm going to start working with integrity, that should have been years ago. At this point, the heck with it. All right, fine. I'm not the guy that gets the press passes. Good fun?
Yeah, it was so much fun, actually.
The way Minnesota came off looking yesterday was, as I had multiple people say, Minnesota, you are just adorable. You know, you're just adorable. Mm-hmm. Here's 9,000 people out in a snowstorm cheering on Amy Klobuchar, and Klobuchar out there, you know, doing a pretty good announcement.
They couldn't have timed that better with how the weather worked out. Mm-hmm. The snow just kept picking up for when she got on stage. It was like the Prince Rain Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, not outside of the fact
just that the timing nothing, of the weather.
As far as I mean, I got to go back and look at the highlights. I don't remember any of that. It was a great moment in that being that it really resonated. It was a good time to do it. Doing it on Sunday, mm-hmm. no football to compete with, nothing like that. Trump, his only response is to basically point out it snows in Minnesota in winter. Who knew? Because Lord knows before this fake climate change stuff we've been talking about, we used to have 80 degrees and sunny in Minnesota all winter long. And now we get winter, but shh, don't tell the conservatives. Shh. It does snow in Minnesota. I'm just FYI, we do get winter here in the Twin Cities. We like it. I ran some errands yesterday. No one was home. Everyone's going. You got to go out. We are a badass state, man. We just are. We do not allow stuff like this to hold us back. Don't get me wrong. It gets up to 6-7 inches. Yeah, maybe I do have a Scrabble game I want to play, you know, that sort of thing. But no, it's a, you know, you get out there, you get out and enjoy it. I don't think 1 to 3 inches and an inch tomorrow, I don't think the city's going to really slow down too much. Especially, and one of the truth is, I'll take that. I'll take that in a heartbeat, because kids will go to school tomorrow. We'll go to work. Won't be a big deal. Can I ask you this though? Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that it seems like there are some major roads where a plow has not even gone down yet since yesterday?
Yeah, they must just be having to catch up. It's the thing.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it stopped snowing last night at 5. And, you know, in just this afternoon I was going around. It's like, you haven't plowed this road. And okay, don't get me wrong. I like you plow drivers. You guys do a pretty darn good job. I'm very impressed with you, whether it's a city or municipal, county, or state. You guys do a very good job. It just is the people that are making the decisions about the plowing, I got to ask some questions about, are you just waiting for this next snow to go and then you're going to plow? Because it doesn't make any sense to me how it's a Monday, it's a work day, everyone's going to work. How do you not have all your roads plowed? I mean, that's something we usually take care of in about 12 hours or so. I can't. They must be saving a few bucks. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, waiting for this next one.
Maybe. That's going to be the case. So are you excited about Amy Klobuchar? I mean, right now, I actually have some friends who are big Bernie people in Minnesota who are somewhat depressed right now because they now know that Minnesota, if Klobuchar's in the race, when we get to our day, is it March? I believe it's March. We do March. March of 2020, it's that Klobuchar is going to be a shoo-in to win the state.
She's the most dominant statewide Democrat in like modern times. She has just won overwhelmingly.
Walz did pretty good, but you're right. I think that she did better. I mean, you and I called that race.
Yeah. The year before?
election night, that was 2 minutes. It was 2 minutes and 18 seconds. We called the race that Jim Neuberger had lost because he was their sacrificial lamb on the right. That was a race you could see for a mile away. And it's funny because the way she has become so endeared, what started this was the Franken Coleman race. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was no senator seated for that race, they basically, they had a toss up until Franken was declared the winner. Klobuchar was the only senator for the state. And so there was a lot of people that were coming to her, and her office brought in extra staff and they took care of everything. You know, that's where it began. And she is one of the few Democrats I know of that plays very well in Republican red districts.
Mm-hmm.
Neuberger was the reason why, let's just be honest. The reason why Jim Neuberger was running as the Republican against him is because who Jim Neuberger appeals to, that most far right, the guys who are racist, who like to vote Republican. And stuff like that. Once again, Jim Neuberger made a racist joke on the House floor, okay? This was not an accident. This was not this was by design. This was their only hope is that if they can muster the troops on the right, that they might be able to hold their own. There was no chance because she does appeal across the board. And the question is going to be, and I've been asking this quite a bit, of how does she play outside of Minnesota? Because she's a name people recognize. She's just not one of those names people have thought necessarily about as a presidential candidate. People have thought that Elizabeth Warren was going to run. Maybe Joe Biden's going to run. Bernie Sanders is going to run. Klobuchar was one that was starting to get mentioned, but really has been a name that's only come up in the last 3 or 4 months as a repeated all of a sudden, and really since the Kavanaugh hearings. Is, when you started seeing, her name being mentioned more and more and more. But when you look at the candidates right now, if I was to, and I'm just going to eyeball it right now, I think it's Kamala Harris and Klobuchar are the two front runners at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't think Elizabeth, Bernie fan comes after me, and I know you're a Bernie fan.
Yeah.
I just don't see. I mean, there was some fire in 2016 with him, and right now there's just so many progressives out there. I mean, he was one of the few guys. Him and Elizabeth Warren were pretty much the only voices of that far left in the party, and here we are today, and it is there's quite a few more voices there, and so I think that right now of the candidates that have announced that are out there, I think Klobuchar has got as good a shot as anyone.
Mm-hmm. I would say the math in Iowa this year is you're only going to need about 30,000 people to win the state.
How did we get Iowa to start this damn thing?
Yeah, and people in Iowa are going to be more familiar with Amy Klobuchar than most of the country. So she has a real chance to win that, and that could carry her the long way because that'll be huge to get a head start in this.
Spot on. Her toughest competition is going to be the people that ran in 2016 that are running again, mm-hmm. which is Bernie. Elizabeth Warren, to a point, even though she didn't run, she was a pretty prominent name, and she was down there a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people familiar. You know, it's going to be interesting. I think that there's going to be a lot more Democrats announced, and so we'll have to see where this goes. Biden changes a lot of things.
Yeah.
If Biden comes into this race and he runs, that's you know, he's – let's face it, he's a reminder of the golden age.
Yeah.
No, not Trump's golden age. The Obama golden age. A very different golden age under Trump. Ugh. Anyway, no, but he reminds you of that administration. And Biden was a damn good politician, and he was a darn good vice president too. I mean, I understand that there's some people like, okay, can we not just do this? I think we have learned this. We want people like Amy Klobuchar. We want people like Bernie Sanders. Who's how many years has he been in the Senate for?
The Senate probably like 12.
12.
And then he was in the House in the 90s.
Yeah. Kamala Harris has been there 12 years.
I don't think that. I think she's only in her first term.
No, I thought she was second term. Well, I could be. Needless to say, you when you have a guy like Trump in the White House with zero political experience, zero, and it shows. I mean, for God's sakes, he takes 60% of his day is him sitting on his butt eating cheeseburgers and watching Fox News. 60% of his day is that. You need to have someone with experience. And I, you know, and so you can say, I want someone outside the box. No, we need someone to fix this. And we're gonna need someone that knows how things work and how countries work and not crap businesses that, you know, once again, he bankrupted casinos. For God's sakes, how do you even do that?
Yeah.
How do you even do that? How do you bankrupt a casino? And he did it a few times. You know, he just is incompetent beyond incompetent. And you're going to need someone who's an adult in the room. Amy Klobuchar, that was a great kickoff yesterday. Senator Klobuchar, I would like to personally invite you to the Blue State Ball.
Again,
we'd love to have you. I know you're kind of looking big picture sort of thing, but we like you a lot. And it's a great way for you to talk to AM 950 listeners. So, Senator Klobuchar, please come on out to the Blue State Ball. Fugelsang's going to be there. Gosh, he's a tall drink of water. Tom Hartman's going to be there. You're going to have a lot of people there that are going to be a lot of fun to talk to. So, Senator, please come on out. We'd love to have you make a policy speech at the Blue State Ball. That'd be a lot of fun. By the way, I should mention, since I brought up Blue State Ball, March 2nd, the Blaisdell, 5 p.m. is VIP, 6:30 general admission. Tickets available on am950radio.com. Fugelsang, Hartman, Hunter, Brett, me. You know, it kind of goes downhill as we go. We start at the highs and then the rest. So join us March 2nd at the Blaisdell. We'll look forward to seeing you out there. Let's take a break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Come on back, talk briefly about Ilhan Omar and the mistake she made, as well as also get into a weird business interview from the Star Tribune. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Are you concerned about healthcare reform, deportation, gun violence, the Line 3 pipeline? Learn how to make your voice heard. Register now for the Min by Min Beyond the Vote conference on Sunday, February 24th at Harding High School in St. Paul. Minnesota artist and Northland Poster Collective co-founder Ricardo Levins Morales will kick off the day as the keynote speaker. The day-long conference features a variety of workshops and activities to help you better understand the issues, boost your activism skills, and connect with activist and advocacy communities across the state. Be sure to visit the exhibitor tables and try out the new hosted interactive walk-up stations. Register today at mnxmn.org. Early bird rates are available through Valentine's Day. Student discounts, scholarships, and child supervision are also available. Or sign up as a volunteer and attend sessions for free. For more details or to register, visit mnxmn.org. That's Min by Min Beyond the Vote, Sunday, February 24th at Harding High School in St. Paul. Min by Min, empowering civic engagement in Minnesota.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the urban dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an urban dog.
The urban dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The urban dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming, diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Moe's Tax Service on Ford Parkway in St. Paul has been preparing tax returns since 1971. They're one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the country with a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts. Tax laws and forms are always changing, and you need someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Visit www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026. Moe's Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
Senator Klobuchar, if you come to the Blue State Ball, I'll DJ for you, okay? Seriously.
That's my actual job, though. I'm the DJ.
No, I'll do it. You can do it, man. I don't need to be spinning the hits. You know, nothing brings the sadness and fear into high school age children than your DJ, Matt McNeil. Who likes Olivia Newton-John, the ballads? Jeff is in Prior Lake. Welcome in, Jeff.
Matt, great show as always. My Senator Amy Klobuchar story was 6 months before Rachel Maddow started on TV. She had she stopped off at the neighborhood cafe. And so I went to see Rachel Maddow at the neighborhood cafe, and I look over, there's Senator Amy Klobuchar standing next to me. So I looked again, wow, that's definitely her, alone. So I spent maybe 10, 15 minutes small talking with Senator Amy Klobuchar as we waited for Rachel Maddow to end. She is an amazing senator. She is a fantastic representative for the state of Minnesota. I think she'd be a wonderful president, and I hope she goes to the Blue State Ball. And Amy, please go. I gave $15 to your campaign, and I hope to get to meet you again. Thanks, Matt.
You got it, Jeff. Thank you very much. Great story. And if she becomes the president of the United States, an amazing story. Let's just be honest. It will be a story that you'll be telling your grandkids and your great-grandkids, hopefully, Jeff. So thank you very much for sharing. 952-946-6205. Let's go into the little bit of the unfortunate, the Ilhan Omar, she's unequivocally apologized for her tweets that she said that were anti-Semitic. Now let me step back here for a quick second, okay? There comes a time when you get someone who, and this has happened many times in many different theaters and many different arenas, okay? That you get someone who is a rising star, a superstar, and they are being portrayed in the media as unstoppable, the next big thing, get out of the way, here they come. You still have to, that's nice. It's always nice you get there, but you got to still be careful about what you say. What Representative Omar said was anti-Semitic. And I understand what she was trying to say, but she should have stopped and reread it and said, oh, I probably shouldn't say it like that because that's that could very easily be construed as anti-Semitic. I was wrong. And she didn't. And that was her mistake. And so I condemn it. She shouldn't have said that. And I'm glad she has apologized. Now, for all Republicans out there, this is now, once again, the Democrats have to apologize for the Northam, the governor of Virginia, and now we have to apologize for Ilhan Omar. I will eagerly wait for you to get in line to talk about the West Virginia representative, the lieutenant governor of Mississippi, Steve King, for God's sakes. I'll give you an hour to apologize for all the stuff that Steve King has done, or condemn him at least. The Covington High School kids were wearing blackface. How about Mitch McConnell in front of a Confederate flag? You can condemn that while you're going. Oh, and then we can get to the White House and Mike Pence's anti-GLBTQ agenda and Trump, who's just a racist jackass. I will let you condemn away. Wait, no one's on the phone? That's right, because Republicans are cowards that way. They're absolute cowards. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So, if you caught this interview that the Star Tribune had this weekend with Marty Davis, he runs Cambria Countertops, producer of quartz used in countertops and other services, and surfaces, I should say. Marty Davis thinks President Trump has done more that's right for trade America than any president since World War II. Now, Davis does have a reason to say this. I'll get to that in a second. But come on, dude. You can't set it up on the tee like that. Davis, a Minnesota and member of one of the country's richest families, once worked for his family's massive dairy farm, which, by the way, was a dairy operation, which they sold. They sold, was it like a $1 billion business? These guys are not living check to check. These guys are incredibly wealthy. And now they run Cambria. And if you've ever driven down 169 heading down towards Mankato and you see the Cambria facility, they're not exactly living check to check either. Cambria has done very well for themselves. It's a very liked product in this country, that's for sure. Davis's battle against Chinese competitors who dumped hundreds of millions of dollars worth of government-subsidized quartz and slabs into the U.S. market from 2010 to 2018 made him a true believer in Trump's tariffs on some imports. Davis says the Chinese offered finished quartz at prices below the cost of his raw material. He calls Trump. Well, I'll get to that in a second. I want to repeat something I have actually said on this show since 2010. Yeah, there are some big problems with the Chinese, and they do dump a ton of this product on our market. And they do some of that legally, but they do some of that illegally too. And we could stop a good chunk of the illegal part, but Republicans have stopped the funding for the regulatory agencies that control shipping and inspect these products to make sure that the right products are coming into the country. And the reality is we don't have people checking. I think, what did they say? On every boat, they expect maybe one or two of those big metal containers to get inspected, and that's it. So we have if we had the inspectors to determine what's coming into the country, like every other country has, then maybe we'd stop some of this illegal and it wouldn't be nearly the problem. But that's part of the issue as well. But the reality is, and it's not just the quartz industry. I mean, the media arts artists are just absolutely screwed by the Chinese. They'll paint a picture and the Chinese will paint it themselves and then put it on all sorts of products. And it's a bad deal. I mean, so I'm not going to deny that it wasn't perfect, but it still was a system which, and I want to remind everyone of this, Cambria wasn't exactly living check to check under. And that's an important thing to understand because they were doing pretty darn well in the United States prior to Trump's disastrous trade policies. And they just want to make more money. And I there is some nefariousness in here. And as well, there is just my annual plea that wealth is wasted on the wealthy. And I'll get to that in a second. But you got to listen to this thing. This is Marty Davis from Cambria says he calls Trump courageous, intelligent, and right on trade issues. He called the bumbling oaf that can't even say hamburger correctly, intelligent. Hamburger, lasagna, sausage. Yeah, he's a real Rhodes Scholar there, Marty. Come on, dude. I get it. And you want to know the truth is the reason why, you know, that Marty Davis, I mean, there's a very legitimate reason why Davis, I think, is a Trump supporter, but it also brings into something we have to have a little discussion about, because it seems like Cambria, Marty Davis is more than willing to throw the farmers under the bus, more than willing to throw many other industries under the bus, as long as his industry can make, once again, it's not like they weren't profitable. They were really profitable. But he wants to be obscenely profitable, and he doesn't mind whoever gets thrown under the bus to make him that way. So we'll get to that in a second. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Stan in Minnetonka. Hold on. I'll get your call in just a second. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Imagine for a minute, you get up in the morning.
Hey, it's Brett from our new 4 p.m. show, the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, and I'd like to invite you to another repartee of sort. It's the 2019 Blue State Ball. This will actually be the fourth Blue State Ball I've attended, and I'm really looking forward to this year's. Why? Well, because after living through some tough times of the Donald Trump election and a Republican Congress, we finally turned the tide last November with the Blue Wave. So come celebrate all your hard work last year of door knocking and getting out the vote at the Blue State Ball on Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. I'll be there along with my Minnesota Progressive Repartee co-hosts Doug Padgett and Hunter Hawes. Matt McNeil, Ellie Krug, and Robert Pilot will be there. And so will our headliner, Tom Hartman. Plus, we're sure to add many more speakers and politicians in the coming weeks. As always, attire is blue jeans to ball gowns. So let's party at the Blue State Ball on Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell and celebrate that blue wave. Tickets available now at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuske, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, rewriting the odds for their clients for over 80 years.
We are awake.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world.
Experience cozy fireside dining at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul, specializing in fresh seafood, fire-roasted meats, and pizzas all cooked over an oak-burning fire, and salads and sandwiches, too. Join them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com. Burger Mo's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before and after Excel Center events or anytime, offering 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, more than 60 beers on tap, and happy hours twice daily. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Food nourishes us. We need food to live. But how are we nourishing the food system? Well, actually, we're throwing a bunch of chemicals and we're making the dirt dead, and then we're adding nitrates to the water and we're causing dead zones in the ocean. Oh, and we're also causing climate change. We do that with every bite we eat. But we can create something different. We can switch to a regenerative system. And that's what we talk about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to Food Freedom Radio Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Just up on my Instagram feed. The Care 11 guys are doing the annual thing where some guy walks through thin ice and crashes in. Can I just point out something? You did this last year. You should still have the film of that.
Yeah.
Do you need to make the guy go through the ice again? No. You probably don't. And it doesn't look like that guy's having a good time. Just reuse last year's footage.
Yeah.
Okay, don't send some poor sod into the frozen waters again. the local Minnesota.com restaurant of the week. Nightingale, fantastic place. It's a great place to get together, especially if you want to do some chatting with friends. Put the cell phones down and get together with friends because they got those great snack plates, bruschettas, small plates designed for sharing. You can eat them yourself. Great vegetarian options as well. Locally sourced food and beer. 2551 Lindale Avenue in Minneapolis. They've won a lot of awards over there. Nightingale, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Stan is in Minnetonka. Welcome on in, Stan. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I ran into Amy earlier in her career at Eden Prairie High School, and I gave her unholy hell about the Patriot Act, voting for it. And the next time I ran into her, it seemed like he was at the same place, and she could see me coming, and she's going, no, I didn't vote for it this time. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the third time I was at a benefit concert, and, you know, this was not a normal place where I'd meet a political person. So she walked straight up in front of me, standing right in front of me, all squared off, and she says, hello. You know, and I tell you, because she wasn't in her natural habitat, it took me a moment to remember who she was.
Well, and you know what, she remembers you, and that's, I think, you know, and thanks, Dan, I appreciate the phone call. That's, I think, one of the characteristics of people who run for president that is a thing that you need to have. I mean, and Trump does not have this, is the ability to remember that. And Amy Klobuchar, every time I see her, even if, and Tim Walz is the same way. Walz and Klobuchar, anytime I see them, without even skipping a beat, Matt McNeil, how are you doing? I'm like, you remember me? You know, I mean, and really, I'm not. Yeah, I don't consider myself someone. I'm just a regular guy. Is she my senator? Sure. Is he my governor now? Yes, he is. But they always are. And that's one of the things I always like about, I mean, about politicians, especially good politicians. They never forget their constituents. And they, you know, there's a story there. So, you know, once again, hold on to that one. If she becomes president, that'll be a great story for you to have. Getting back to Marty Davis, this is a guy that's ahead of Cambria Countertops. He thinks Trump's trade policies are great. Now, once again, I want to reiterate something. Under the old trade policies, Cambria wasn't exactly living check to check. Cambria has been a wildly successful company. They have a lot of profit margins. And my guess would be, and I tried to find this and I couldn't, so I'm going to just take a, considering the sale of the family's dairy thing, I got someone that forwarded that to me, and Cambria, my guess would be that Marty Davis is probably worth a few $100 million. That would be my guess as far as just, you know, amount of money he has and stuff like that. I mean, it's hard to say because you can't find out what his salary is, but he's been wildly successful. And guys like this nowadays, they get tons of money. And he sold off that family business. How much money he has, I don't know there. But, I mean, it's not – I don't think he's a guy that's living necessarily check to check. And, you know, and more power to him, they've been successful. This is not about condemning success. They've been successful. And this was before the trade war. So Trump, he loves this trade war. He thinks Trump's great and intelligent. Now, I mean, we need to, did you hit your head on any of that Cambria stuff? Because intelligent, that is not a word I'd use to describe Donald Trump. And once again, and I'm not going to disagree, China's trade policies were not good, but right now our trade policies with China are in a really bad place. They did a sit down, Star Tribune did a sit down and discussion with him, and I want to read some of these things here because once again, it's kind of hard to put this all in perspective in regards to what his real motivations are. Question, you got the U.S. government to place anti-dumping tariffs on Chinese quartz. Now, I want to stop there. This is the question that was asked him. Of course you love Trump. He specifically went out on what it was, on what is suggested here by the Star Tribune, your orders, and put a, you know, put a stop on your competition from getting into the country and you know, driving your prices down. Of course, I mean, you know, I understand why you like the trade policies because you're one of the few businesses that's benefited from Trump's trade policies. You're one of the few. Now, mind you, you've screwed over a hell of a lot of other people by endorsing this policy. Farmers are getting absolutely destroyed, absolutely destroyed. We, you know, the American auto industry has gotten is in trouble again. technology is in trouble again. We've got some real problems here, but your industry is doing okay, and henceforth, that's why he likes it. So once again, you got the U.S. government to place anti-dumping tariffs on Chinese quartz. What set you off? Our most loyal dealers are saying they can't remain loyal to our brand as a result of this ungodly low-priced product coming out of China. I never understood what Chinese companies were so state-fueled and state-owned. It was funding of raw materials. It was subsidies of infrastructure, of factory equipment, everything. They slowly eroded the marketplace for us and for other U.S. competitors. In addition to all that, they copied our intellectual property, and they do that all the time. That's another problem with the Chinese, that's for sure. We were going to add two lines of production. Production, because of the dumping and shut down the expansions, we put it on pause. That would have been an investment of $150 million on fixed assets. We would have expanded the factory by some 230 to 300 people. So his way of saying is that the market has been flooded because of this cheap product. And once again, I'm not going to deny China is there, but and I want to bring up something else here. Towards the end of this discussion, he says this. You talk about CEOs in Wall Street, but American consumers like the cheap fruit too. How do you ask people to make a sacrifice? His response, Trump needs to do a much better job of explaining in a grassroots manner, but the reality is, how comfortable are you as a consumer getting subsidized by the Chinese government? Do you think you're really the beneficiary, or are you being set up to be the hostage? Well, wait a minute here. You're basically ordering the federal government to shut down, kind of an isolationism with your own personal product under the guise that, but we'll offer it at a fair rate. But if you don't have any international competition coming into the country and you're pretty much the only major company out there, I think there was actually two or three, but needless to say, there's not nearly the competition in the market. Well, you guys can start jacking up your prices and say, hey, it sucks to be you guys, but if you want our product, you got to pay the price. You're right. America has had a problem with China, but the idea of shutting down our borders and so you have a consumer base which is being held hostage to your product is not a lot of – that's not a compensation I like the idea of. I don't like the idea of saying, well, if you want the countertops, you got to pay our price. And considering we've shut the market down for anything but our product, well, then you have to ask how much money do you have? And that's kind of the thing. And I'm a little concerned about that because that's not what this is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about fairness. And granted, when the Chinese government is dumping a product on the market that hurts, and that intellectual property stuff, I'm not going to deny that stuff too has been trouble. But the solution shouldn't be to surround the United States with a no import clause and basically allow you as a business to basically say to us, we're the only, one of the only, games in town now, so you have to pay us what we want. And so the product price goes up again. And that's nice you want to hire a few people, but once again, you guys weren't exactly living check to check in the first place. And the fact that you're talking about expansion leads me to believe that under the old system, you were doing okay. And in turn, and it should not be lost here, in turn, for him to get this, we have to kiss away a good, quarter of our farmers? Come on, man. I want mine. I'm wealthy, but I want to be super wealthy mentality. At least that's how when I read this interview, that's how I interpret it. It's this addiction to we could be so much bigger. You're already my God, your facility is massive. You are a wildly successful company. And I get it. You want to be more successful. That's the name of the game. But the reality is I look at you and I'm like, why is that not enough? And why are we, and like you say, you have to go sell it. Well, you don't have to go sell it to the farmers. You've got to go explain to the farmers why their farms are being foreclosed on because their markets have all dried up. That's not selling it. That's basically collateral damage. That's flotsam and jetsam before, as you zip off into the atmosphere with your profit margins, that's the flotsam and jetsam that are falling off behind you dead. And I don't think that we should be cutting off, and we're not cutting off our nose to spite our face. This guy sounds like he wants everyone else to cut off their nose so that their face can be even prettier. That's what it sounds like to me. Why? And this brings up my point. Now, and this guy aside, and I don't know who this guy is. I've read this. I'm like, oh, God. Another guy who basically, you know, we could be really, 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 really wealthy. And once again, his family's made a ton of money off of the sale of that one business. They got paid big time. Now they got Cambria. That's a huge company. I guarantee you this guy's got a lot of coin. Why are you working? When the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl, they won, right? They didn't go back out, let's go play two more quarters. No, they won. They took their trophy and they went home. Over. Scoreboard. Done. You've made enough money to where you don't have to work anymore and you can lead a pretty darn good life. You can go out and do whatever you want to do. You want to start a nonprofit, help out the needy? Great. You want to just go lie on a freaking beach and drink Mai Tais for the rest of your life? Bonjour. Enjoy. You have succeeded. You've won. And yet, you still are doing this? I brought up the point, you know, you hear these people that have this, all this money. And you ask yourself, because really, what do you need? If you had like $30 million, you would be able to retire. I mean, if you had 50 years left on this planet, you just $30 million. And I guarantee you, this guy's probably got more access to more than $30 million. And when you hear these people who are the billionaires and they still put it, they still shave in the morning, they still put on a suit and they go into the office. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? You've won. Quit. Go live your life. Be happy. Your house is more than likely paid off. Your vacation homes are all paid off. I've made the point that if you live for 50 years and you had a $1,000 meal every meal, your breakfast was $1,000, your lunch was $1,000, your dinner was $1,000. We actually talked about this one time. I think the most expensive meal that we found out about in town was like a $320 meal. So this would be three times that amount for that one meal. And every meal of every day, you spent $1,000 for 50 years. That's $54 million. If you've got $500 million in the bank, what are you doing? Why are you going to work? And I don't know what the motivation, like I said, I have no idea what the motivation is. I don't know who this guy is. But when I see these people that are working, it's you know, I need another $20 billion. You really do? You really do. They want the power as well. It's greed, it's power, and to a point it's sex. It is. It is sex, and not all of them, not all of these guys, not in any capacity. I'm not speaking for all of them. I have nothing, no idea about it, some of these. But some of these really wealthy guys, it's about sex. Give you an example of what I'm talking about. I'm 50 years old. If I was to go down to a nightclub in town here and try to pick up a 19-year-old, I'd be laughed out of the place. But if I go to Coachella and I'm in the VIP tent and I'm 65 years old, I'm Johnny Millionaire, you know, you're going to get lucky that night. I mean, that's just the way things go. It is the truth. Bonnaroo, South by Southwest. These guys do it. And those things, to get into those places, they're $1 million a pop. So if you're still working because you want to go out and do all this stuff and getting the VIP passes and the backstage stuff, you know, I think that's some of the motivation, too. I mean, for God's sakes, we just had Bezos get tagged for, you know, having an affair. But, you know, it's usually greed and money. And then on top of it, for some of these people, it's sex. They just want to continue to keep going. For God's sakes, you've lost focus. If you've got all this money, why are you working? Stop. You don't have to listen to anyone else anymore. Ever again. You like politicians groveling for you? You like the fact that you can kill any person you want and probably get away with it? Destroy and control people's lives? Well, that's sick, dude. It is. It is kind of sick. Especially when you could be out with your family. You could be out snowboarding. You could be out doing whatever you want to do. And yet you choose to put on a suit and go to the office every day. Wealth is wasted on the wealthy, man. Wealth is wasted on the wealthy. Because I can tell you right now, the minute I get to a point where I can look down the retirement and I can say, you know what, I got enough money, we can pull it off, I'm gone. I've gone so long, there'll be 1 hour of dead air here on AM 950, which was, let's be honest, I think would be a little bit better. But, you know, that's me. I'm going to be gone. Because I've won. Hey, I'm a winner. I just don't understand it. You've got a successful company. You've done very well in your life. And bravo. And this is not a condemnation. Bravo. What are you doing? You'll never have to worry about buying a car. You'll never have to worry about an airline flight. You'd never have to worry about anything. You can take up gardening, photography. You can go do whatever you want to do. You can just sit on a beach. You can head a nonprofit. There's so many things you could do, and you still shave and go into the office. Okay. You've won. New England Patriots aren't trying to go play another quarter. They've taken the trophy. They're back in Boston. I just don't get it. And once again, I that's more of a generic topic of wealthy people. But when I look at this guy here, I'm like, you were doing well beforehand, and you throw in a lot of other industries and other businesses and a lot of farmers under the bus so that your profit margins look a little bit better. And saying we're just having a hard time selling it. No. You've done very well. You've been very successful. This seems to me more about trying to prevent competition from getting at your profit margins and being able to charge a larger price. And it seems to me that you don't care who you walk all over to get to that point. That's just me, though. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Brad, Gary, John, hold on. Your calls here in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Let's take a break right here on AM 950.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You know I purchase my vehicles with Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna, but it's the extra things which make me a loyal Rudy Luther customer. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchased, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Cards keep you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Matt, owner of Green Home Doctors. People often invest money in their homes for things they can see, but the most important improvement they can make is what they can't see. Insulation. If you have icicles or ice dams on your roof or moisture problems on your windows or ceilings during the winter, your home is not insulated properly. Take advantage of the rebates and incentives from Xcel Energy and CenterPoint Energy before it's too late. To learn more about the savings, visit greenhomedr.com.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman, and this Valentine's Day, I want you to stop at Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. Jimmy and Helene Pessis have created a family atmosphere where generations of Twin City customers have made it their jewelry store. At Continental Diamond, you can shop without pressure because no one works on commission. In addition to the outstanding selection of jewelry and watches, on Valentine's Day only, they'll be hosting R.J. Kramer Flowers and L'Amour Chocolates for those last-minute shoppers. Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at continentaldiamond.com.
We are given the gift of intuition on how to care for ourselves and our families, but too often we forsake that knowledge for the voice of authority. Green Tea Conversations is a radio show for people like you who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and who want to play a more active role in their family's well-being. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm excited to bring Green Tea Conversations into your home. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts straight from the pages of Natural Awakenings who will share progressive ideas and the latest natural approaches in nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living in a fun and informative way. Podcasts of the show are available anytime at naturaltwincities.com, am950radio.com, on iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversations on Sundays at 10 a.m. as we awaken to natural health.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Yeah, if you have $50 million, you can retire and have a pretty good life. You really can. I mean, a really good life. It's $1 million every year. That's if you spend it all. It can take $25 million, put it into a bank account with a good rate of return. You can pay off all your annual bills with that and then, you know, basically live off the other $25 million. Your kids' or college is covered, all that stuff. Your life is not only good, but your kids' life is good. But you get these people that have $200, $300 million. What the hell are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? What? You have the ability to go live a life that 99.9999999% of us only dream of. And yet you choose, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get up early, going to shave, going to put on a suit that's kind of uncomfortable, drive to the office, have to deal with all that stuff, maybe try to get lunch somewhere, maybe some golf this afternoon, then come on home, and then do more work and take business calls. Wow, really? Well, now that you say it, that sounds like a hoot. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Let's run the phone calls here. Welcome on in, Brad. Thanks for holding.
Okay, well, cynic that I am, I feel that Amy may be setting herself for a 2024 run or possibly a VP spot or cabinet post after a Democratic victory in 2020. Now, a wit on MSNBC once opined that the Democrats could have the creature from the Alien movie as their endorsed candidate, and he would be more appealing than Trump to most Democrats.
Well, I think for that, and that's undoubtedly, Brad. I thank you very much. Gary is in Minneapolis. Gary, got to go quick here because I got to get these calls in. Welcome on,
yeah,
Gary.
I think we've been judging Trump too hard. He's got the lowest black unemployment, and he's hired tons of illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants in his 15 golf courses.
Well, I think you're being sarcastic, but that's Well, thanks, Gary. John is in Minneapolis. He wanted to chime in on the millionaire's motive. Welcome on in, John.
Hi. I think it's a dope. You think it's somebody like Paul McCartney who's got $500 million. He's still performing because he loves it.
And that I can understand. I mean, if that's really what it is, I mean, let's face it, there's a big difference between going to an office and being, you know, running a company and what Paul McCartney's doing. But
these guys are not going on the stage, but they're going on the podium. They're talking to their shareholders. They're talking to the press, and they just love it. They love getting in that ugly suit, driving that Mercedes. It's a drug.
I think there is motivation there. I don't know if it's necessarily a drug, but I will say this. I think it's more money, more power, and for some of these guys, they get up there, it's about sex, and I really think that it is, because I can tell you right now, if I had that much money, I would not be working anymore in my life. I'd go live it. Have a good one. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see you.